Great, thank you for that. Well, I guess we can just go and start on ahead. Is that okay, Mark? Okay. I do have another meeting at 4, unfortunately, that is kind of a big meeting that was just placed on my calendar. So I apologize if I have to jump off early. But yeah. Okay. Well, we'll do introductions and welcome. So, hi everyone. My name is Manuel Vasquez. I am the co-chair for Council Affairs. Nolly is out right now. I'll pass it to Mark.
Mark Mulner, Council Staff.
Matt.
Sorry, Matt Geltmaker, meeting member.
Bill. Irma. You're on mute.
Rob Parada, Council Member.
Thank you. Marco.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Marco Montenegro, Mission Neighborhood Health Center, Clinica Esperanza.
Great. Kira.
Kara, Council Staff.
Kat.
Pat Tajkir, Council Staff.
And one last time, Bill, are you there? Okay. We'll just move on along. So just reviewing and approving January 14th draft agenda. I have it open. I can share screen if not. Are y'all? Okay, awesome. Thank you. This is our draft agenda, everyone.
One change, we're actually, Bill and Thomas are actually not doing an integrated plan update this month. Bill will instead be doing a Center of Excellence, presentation called Center of Excellence Model.
Okay, good to know. Okay, anyone have any questions or changes? No? Okay, we will approve by consensus then, with that one change Mark noted. Thank you. Now we will move to review and approve the November 12th draft minutes. Okay. Any questions, anyone? Any additions, corrections? No? Okay. We will move to approve by consensus. Great. Okay, announcements. Anyone have any announcements? No? Great. We're moving right along. Public comment. I don't think anyone has any public comment. Okay. Now we move to co-chair election.
I can jump in here.
Thanks.
So we might want to do this in a kind of different way than the other committees. First of all, I'll have to announce that we have one co-chair leaving this committee named Manuel Vasquez. I did leave membership a little bit early, but I'm assuming they, Kira, correct me if I'm wrong, they approved. Great. Okay. So they approved that. So Manuel, of course, will be going to his new committee starting in February. We also have a couple people missing today. Nah, who else is missing? Or is that the only person?
Non-TJ, and then Helen will eventually be in this committee too.
Okay. So we do have some contenders. And in fact, someone like Na could possibly be renewed if she was willing. But I think we should still at least elect one. I mean, we could get to two, I suppose. But we should at least elect one co-chair during this period of time. And it cannot be Manuel. So with that said, oh, and it also can't be Matt. Matt's also not just leaving this committee, but you know, our world.
What can we delay? I mean, what can we wait for until next meeting?
Because we have people here now. I just don't want to make sure like we're shutting off the possibility of Marco or Irma or Thomas stepping up to like you know take a leadership position. So with that said, are there any nominations? We only have, well, actually, is Thomas a member of this committee?
No, they are not. And also, we're missing Chuck Adams too. Sorry.
Chuck Adams, there we
Oh,
go.
okay. Well, I think I might have to do exactly what Irma seemed to be saying is like, well, let's put this off.
Well, I
Okay.
was going to nominate Marco, by the way. I mean, Marco, just so you're aware, I was brand new and I got elected co-chair too. So, honestly, the person who goes in this position, I feel like just has to be a go-getter, has to be someone initiative driven. And I feel like that's you, Marco. Like, you've had a lot of good thoughts already so far. And so, it's a wonderful time to shine, but I had to do it when I started new too. So,
So before you say yay or nay, Marco, let me just tell you the duties, and I'll try to underplay them as much as possible to encourage you. The main duty, of course, is to facilitate the meeting, and then, usually the two co-chairs switch off, so it's usually every other meeting. The second duty is to approve the agenda. I send this to someone in advance, and they approve. And if they have any ideas of things they want to add, you can also do that too. But I do prepare that in advance for approval. And then the third thing is between the co-chairs, they have to decide who is going to go to steering. It could be one or the other or both, or it can alternate, which is often what happens with some committees. And steering is the third Thursday of the month. Just report what happened in the month's meeting. So with that said, Marco, do you accept the nomination from Manuel?
While I appreciate very much Manuel's acknowledgement, I just don't feel that I'm in a good position at this time. I'm actually so I'm new to this role, right? I've not even been in my role for close to a year, and already just the level of responsibility at times can feel a little bit overwhelming. So I'd like to just pause at this time, but that's not to say that in the future I would not be interested. I would be interested in assuming a co-chair role.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Manuel.
Manuel, if you don't mind facilitating the rest of this meeting, and then I will facilitate next month's meeting until co-chairs are elected.
Okay,
Simple as that.
sounds good. And I don't know if it even worth me saying comment, but my choice to move to membership committee is because I hear a lot of updates from them, and it seems like they could use some help. And so I'm a very motivated kind of person. When I see an issue, I take the initiative and I just go for it. So membership committee is calling me, and like Mary Poppins, my work here is done. So great. Well, moving right along. Integrated plan update, which is now public health update, Bill and Thomas, right?
Centers of Excellence model.
Center of Excellence
And
model.
actually, it's just Bill. This will be
Okay.
a pretty, it'll be an HHS dominated council meeting. They have both of the agenda items. The first one will probably be John Ainslie and Bill, or just John Ainslie. The second will be Bill. But we don't have presentations from either. So Bill is also, if I don't, not to out you, Bill, but Bill's a little sick as well. So this will be a brief meeting. If Bill, you could just give us a little verbal overview of what you imagine the COE model presentation to look like. And then after that, just give us a verbal overview of the next thing on the agenda item, which is the EHE care update.
Sure. Good afternoon, everybody. The COE presentation, there's actually one that's already in process of being made. Really, a kind of a discussion of what the components are of the COE, kind of the history of how San Francisco kind of developed that. It's kind of a state of the art and the first of the nation. And then a look at kind of what our current state of practice is, demographics, and services provided, and then a couple slides about pre prevent potential future state of it. Should I pause here for questions?
Doesn't look like there's any questions. If you want to just jump into the next overview, this will be a very brief meeting.
Sure, and just the other the context on that, of course, was the feedback we got at the site visit that it's a model, not a service category. So it just seemed like it made sense to really have people have an opportunity to refresh their understanding. The second is an update on EHE, and that will be a combination of Andy and myself. Just kind of looking back at the last 5 years of service with a focus on the last year, and then probably a little bit about assuming that we are funded, because we don't know yet what next year will look like as well. So we'll kind of go over how we have made the EHE responsive to the populations with differential health outcomes and our major foci on people experiencing homelessness, excuse me, as well as people that are justice involved.
Okay. That was pretty quick, yeah. Well, then I guess the next item is next meeting date and agenda items, Mark, or was there something else you want to mention?
Nope, that's it.
Okay.
Just as long as Thomas is here, as long as might as well just mention. So with the rearrangements, then we have Thomas and Bill on again in February for that integrated plan update, just so that you know. A little pressure off. And then Thomas, let's check in you and I about when you want to have your EHE prevention update, whether that's going to be next month or the month after, but there's no rush on that. And apologies for asking you to come to the meeting that you actually did not need to come to. Very good.
Okay. Well, great. Well, with that, our next meeting will be on Tuesday, February 11th from 3 to 4:30. And with that, I wish everyone well.
Kat and Kira, can you stay on for a moment?
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Bye.